I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Closing arguments continued on Tuesday in the decade-old school funding lawsuit filed against the state. The state claims Connecticut's education system is one of the best funded in the country. Assistant Attorney General Joseph Rubin says there's not a single student who's come forward claiming he or she was harmed as a result of a poor public education. Instead, he says, the suit is being driven by the Connecticut Coalition for Justice in Education Funding, or CJEF, which represents special interests and not students.
I think there's one salient fact that we should begin with that colors every single Connecticut witness the plaintiffs presented, and that is this. They all share a common goal. They all want more money.
The state has given more than $500 million over the last several years to the 30 lowest performing districts in the state, known as the Alliance Districts.
An astonishing amount. And what do they all tell us? They all tell us, that's great. Oh, but it's not enough.
Rubin showed the court that several studies have ranked Connecticut as having one of the strongest funding systems in the U.S. He also showed a chart that indicated the state is one of only four in the country that increased spending on education during the recession from 2008 to 2012. But Judge Thomas McCausher asked Rubin to explain recent budget decisions made by lawmakers that reduced money to poor towns and gave more money to wealthy ones.
I was hoping that you might be able to explain if there's something in the legislative history or in some formula that would explain to me how a rational budget process can allow that in a time of financial crisis to happen.
The state's funding formula is supposed to allocate money based on need, but lawmakers haven't used the formula in years. Judge McCausher says the process has become arbitrary, and there's been no rationale to describe how money is distributed. The judge has to determine whether the funding system is constitutional, but he has expressed concern about the court's role in deciding matters that are left to the legislature. David DeRoche, WNPR News.